Question number one, what actually gets made? How do you distinguish between needs and wants? How much goes to education? How much goes to consumer goods? How much goes to health care? This is a decision that has to be answered by every economic system. Now, the system itself is going to reflect what gets made. Look at a traditional system. What gets made? Obviously, needs are going to be produced. And needs are going to usually revolve around food. In a command system, what gets made, what gets produced, that is going to be determined by the top, by the dictator. And what gets produced is going to ultimately lead to that dictator staying in power. So it will either be enough to satisfy the needs and wants of the citizens so that they don't uprise and take over the dictatorship, or it will be enough to satisfy the wants of the military circle that surrounds and protects him and allows him to hold power. That way, he continues to hold power by basically bribing the military or having the military join him in the ruling of the country. In a market economy, what goods and services get produced is determined by the consumer. It is the consumer primarily who drives the market. Look, if you want something and you go out and buy something, that something's going to be made. If the product isn't quality, it won't be bought and the product won't continue. And so if a consumer determines through whatever reasons, maybe it's quality, often it's quality, but sometimes it's also product placement, product advertising, product packaging, all of these things get you to want a product. Well, if the consumer truly wants a product, that product is going to be produced. That service is going to be produced. And so in a market economy, it is always the consumer that drives what goods and services are produced.